All right, we're rolling. Welcome to Security Guy TV, SecurityGuyRadio.com, and Black Hat 2017. I'm so tired.
Getting a little tongue-twisted
I'm a little tongue-twisted. What's your name, sir?
Brett Hansen.
And you're with Dell.
I am with Dell.
Now, Dell Security.
Dell Security.
Specifically.
Yes. Dell has a security business beyond SecureWorks.
Yeah, not internal Dell Security.
No.
Not, right.
And SecureWorks is not Dell Security.
Exactly.
Yes.
So tell us what you guys do. That's really interesting.
So we actually sit in the endpoint organization at Dell. Dell sells a few PCs year over year.
We know
we
that.
We have endpoint security that allows us to provide protection of those endpoints, both a collection of our own IP as well as partner IP.
Now, that's a fairly new service offering. Dell hasn't always been into the endpoint
security.
Yeah.
No, it started 3 years ago. We
okay.
acquired a small company, Credent, out of Plano, Texas. They gave us an encryption portfolio, and since then we've been building on it. So we've grown them many, many times, both in terms of resources and revenue and number of customers. And we offer a unique value proposition of being able to provide agnostic software as well as a bundled offering with Dell endpoint security and software. Our premise is, you know, it's great to be able to buy the car with the airbag, with the anti-lock brakes, with the seat belts, but you've got to be able to have that software work across anyone's. No one's just buying pure Dell.
Right. Now, I'm excited about this because I remember Dell, and I forgot where you guys were located when you first started, but it was back in the 80s.
Austin, Texas.
Back in the 80s.
Austin, Texas.
I used to get a Dell shipped to me. I'd open it up. I'd put in things. I mean, Dell's been around a long time.
Yes.
And probably one of the first in the PC business out of anybody that survived. Everybody else is gone, but Dell's still here.
Absolutely. Right.
So I'm glad to see you guys are migrating into this new area because it just makes sense. And I've worked with EMC. You guys just purchased EMC.
Right.
And they are the data storage group that stores most of the cop
yep.
videos for your webcams and things like that, right? Well, it's really a very interesting platform. So is this the new model that Dell's looking for to kind of, you know, be the turnkey for your computer? Which I like the idea because if I have a Dell computer and you're taking care of my network, I'm a happy camper.
Well, it goes back to our customers, right? We think about workforce transformation. How people are working has changed. Bring your own device, bring your application,
yeah.
work from home. All of that is creating new strains on IT administrators.
Data stored in the cloud.
Data stored in the cloud, absolutely. So how do you think about not just providing a great piece of hardware technology, but how do you solve for that transformation of endpoint? And talking to our customers, the number one pain point, security, right? And it's not just the securing of data against the outside adversaries. I know we're at Black Hat, a lot of focus on those big extra threats. One of your largest risk factors is your internal and workforce, right? How they have changed, how they have adapted, how you've adapted, right? You have more contractors, more work from home.
Yeah.
All those things create more security vulnerabilities. So our strategy is providing our customers a venue to be able to say, I can buy my hardware and my software. Again, the software is agnostic, doesn't have to work on Dell, but as you called out, a turnkey solution, tested together, supported together, bought together, there's some value to that.
Well, I like that little slogan phrase. What else is in your portfolio for security?
Well, we have two different key offerings. The first is an endpoint encryption product,
okay.
right? Encryption, been around for quite a few years. Our twist on it, though, is we can encrypt not only when the data is at rest, sitting on your endpoint, but also as that data moves. So we've created self-protecting data. The data carries its own policy and its own encryption anywhere it goes.
Oh.
Inside your network, outside your network. So you can protect that data, you can control that data, and you can monitor that data regardless if it's on your own network, someone else's network, on your employee's personal device, anywhere.
So when I was a young lad, we used PGP, pretty good encryption.
I was just going to bring up the keys. Yeah.
Yeah. So I never quite got my head around that. But
kind of complicated topic.
I figured out how it worked eventually. But with your solution, am I hearing that if I got a Dell computer here in Vegas and I send Sharice something over there in Texas and we're both using Dell computers and Dell Security and the Dell network is all automatic encryption?
It's not on the Dell, though. That's the
okay.
key, right? It'll work on our Dell. It'll also work on a Lenovo or HP or even a Mac.
Right, say
right.
that out loud.
Right? Because, again, our software has to be agnostic. We get the appeal of different
That's
solutions.
Right, right.
So you purchase our solution, whether it's on a Dell or on someone else's product. And, yes, if you send it to anyone else, you can not only maintain the encryption, you can also provide data rights management. She looks maybe a little sketchy. So I'm not going to let her send it. I'm not going to let her print it. I'm not going to let her cut, copy, paste.
Yeah.
And you control the key at all times. So at any point in time, yeah, she gets a little out of line, you yank the key back.
Okay.
And that document
is
encrypted.
I always get out of line.
Yeah. Very interesting. Now, I'm going to guess, since you guys have been making computers for so long, you've been watching this and practicing and planning it, What has been your business model to migrate into this space? I kind of think you guys have all this knowledge. You've been sitting on it for 30 years. And now you said, you know what? Let's just use it. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, we made the acquisition, and obviously you called out EMC a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
So not only do we have our own IP like the Data Guardian product I just talked about, but also we're working closely with RSA and Mozy and AirWatch, these other incredible security assets. So my goal is to be able to walk into a customer and say, I'm not trailing a big albatross of legacy security endpoint technology. I have a great portfolio of best-of-breed security assets today. RSA Net Witness Endpoint. We partner with Cylance for advanced threat protection, best of breed there. We have Mozy for backup and recovery. We have AirWatch for unified management. So we're really offering a very comprehensive endpoint security suite without all that legacy stuff that you don't need.
Andrea, very cool cars. Did you see the cars out here?
No, I have not.
That's the other company. Sorry about that. Other company.
Chuck, what are we going to do?
Oh, it's a faux pas.
What are we going to do?
We have cool cars.
Well, I'm going to give you a plug here now, because that other company is a giant pain in my arse. Every time I buy a computer, the other thing doesn't work, blah, 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 blah. It drives me insane. So I'm going to Dell next. All right?
Excellent choice.
Back in the day. What's the percentage of, what's the server wars between you and that other company with the acronym? Who has more servers? Is it kind of, you're the two main competitors, right, for servers on networks?
Absolutely, yes, we are.
Is it kind of 50-50, or where are we with that?
You're talking outside my domain space. I'm on the endpoint, the PC side, but as I always understand it, Dell's going to win in the long run. We have better technology. We have better sales.
Well, that other company doesn't have that solution you have.
Yes. And again,
they can't even get my order straight, by the way. All right. So
the key here is we have great hardware. But when you match it up with software,
that
is meaningful. And again, I get the fact you don't always have all Dell. You're going to maybe have an HP server or Lenovo endpoint. But having a rich portfolio of agnostic software that can pair with the hardware. I mean, we've been talking about true hardware software solutions for how many years in this industry?
Yeah.
Dell is able to deliver that. I can walk into a customer, whether it's a Fortune 500 or it's mom and pop, and say, I can provide you a complete portfolio of endpoint security software, and it's with your Dell. You have one person to call, you have one person support, and we're there for you.
I got a good question. Yeah. We had a guy in here talking about how hardware is 10 years behind software. What do you think about that?
In what? Like, is this a foot race?
Just in security. I mean, you build a hard drive. I still got a hard drive from 1983. It still spins. All right?
Yep.
And nobody thought to put hardware security on it in 1983.
It
wasn't
around
even a thought.
The OEMs, fair enough. Critical infrastructure.
Yeah. I'm just going to guess Dell is kind of saying, you know what? We got to be ahead in software and protection. We got to bring our hardware up to match that.
It's a great call out. And we think of this as the two in the box, right? So, again, all of our software is agnostic. But I look for opportunities to align my software with the Dell hardware.
Yeah, right.
As an example, BIOS security. Absolutely critical. If you compromise the BIOS, your root of trust is gone, right? Basically, HP and Dell does the same thing with BIOS security in terms of we take a hash that says, okay, this is a known good hash. We put it on the device and, okay, when the device boots up, I can say, is this a good hash or not? What's the flaw in that approach? It's there. It's on the same point that the person's trying to compromise. And if I'm an attacker, I can compromise the BIOS, I can compromise the hash. So Dell has a plus one solution with our endpoint security suite. Well, what we can do is we have a cloud pull down of our hash. It's a secure cloud. As you're booting up, I pull down the known good hash from the cloud. I do the compare. That way an attacker can't compromise. That's an example of sort of thinking beyond, okay, I'm just going to lock down my hardware. What we need to be thinking about is how do hardware and software complement each other versus
being one of those. It is excellent, and you may be too young to know, but Dell used to have proprietary BIOS, which used to piss me off, because every time I wanted to fix something, I had to go get a Dell part.
I didn't know these fun facts, Jack.
It's true. Am I wrong?
He's a Dell junkie.
It's true.
I think he's a Dell tattoo someplace.
They were one of the first companies that, I mean, everybody else was opening up their BIOS. Nope, not Dell.
I'm impressed, Chuck.
Got to buy a Dell thing. But it was secure. I mean, that was a better way to do
and
it.
And we still take very good care of the BIOS. Again, the BIOS is root of all trust. If you're
doing
a good job, so we do pen testing. We have experts in cryptology on this. So starting off, it's very hard to compromise the BIOS. But let's face it, that is a new and emerging threat. How do we do to protect that? Well, let's think about this in a different way than just, changing the hash, but actually providing a cloud-based solution.
I have a question to you on the service side. You've talked about products. Dell is known for hardware and products. What about managed services?
RSA is managed services as the SecureWorks.
Okay.
And SecureWorks...
That's the partnership side.
Exactly. And RSA is part of Dell EMC, right? So we really do have now thousands of people at Dell waking up every day thinking about security, right? This is not just a part-time job for 15 guys and a dog. This is a major, major part. So we have RSA, which, as you said, has instant response. Yep. They have managed services. We have MOSI for backup and recovery. We have AirWatch VMware for unified management as well for their VSX. And then we have our business, which is focused on the endpoint security specifically. I got tongue-tied. And again, our goal, though, is to be able to provide that to customers in a holistic manner, right? I don't want to be able to go and say, I got this, this, and this, this. I want to be able to say, we have hardware and we have software. You can buy it from us. You can support it from us. And we're integrating all these assets together to make a better user experience.
What keeps you up at night? What do you worry about? Well, number one concern.
I think the biggest concern I hear from my customers is the inside threat. Again, I think
there's
so much focus on, you know, the external attack. And certainly we've got to get ahead of that. And there's great companies like Salience. But the insider is a big concern, right? They walk out the door with things. They forget things.
Let's talk about that. You have your supply chain. You have people that have access to your data, hosting your data, contractors with physical access.
Absolutely.
What is Dell doing about that?
That goes back to the product we talked about earlier, Data Guardian, right? So the concept is you're going to have data leak, right? So the historical approach of how we're protecting data is data loss prevention. I build a big wall around my network and data is not going to leave there.
Right.
That's insane. Of course it is. You've called that a great point, right? When Dell started up 20-some-odd years ago, yes, it was a very verticalized industry or a verticalized company. Now we have suppliers, we have ODMs, we have third parties. We have to shift data away. So the concept of being able to protect data, create a self-protecting piece of data, document, if you will, is absolutely critical. And that's what we're trying to do, is being able to extend the value chain outside of the network, outside of the devices, to the data itself.
Brett Hansen, Dell Security. Dell.com, meaning outside security, to help you, the consumer. Thanks for coming on the show. It's been fascinating. I'm very impressed. Are you impressed?
Yes, I'm very.
I feel safe. I feel much safer now that Dell's on the job.
Absolutely.
Thanks, my
Thank
friend.
You,
Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio at Black Hat 2017.